have a mission, an apostolic mandate to aid obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, and God has called his servant, Dr. Akinwumi Akintola, to raise leaders who can and who will represent God in the marketplace, the palace, and the fort tower. Listen and be empowered.
Of God. One thing that guilt does is that it keeps pulling you back. The Bible says that Adam found out that he was naked, and then he hid, like he went to go and hide. And then God came and was like, "Where are you? Like, I've gone to look for you where we usually meet, but you were not there." And there's someone that God is also saying that you are not there. Those times that we usually meet, those places that we usually meet, you've not been there. What is wrong? And then you just be like, "Oh, I hid myself." That is one thing that guilt does. It just keeps pulling you back over and over again. Instead of you to go back to the place and then, "God help me," or this and this and that. No, you just keep pulling back. You find out that you could not pray today, and that guilt of because you could not pray today, you are feeling guilty, you are feeling bad, you are feeling all sorts of feelings, and then the next day still you are still not able to pray again just because of that feeling. You know, the guilt just keeps going on and on and on. Whatever it is, it might not be guilt, but whatever it is that you know that has been pulling you back from, pulling you away from God, I want you to turn to God this morning. Lord, we turn to you. Lord, I turn to you. I turn back to you, oh God, that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. I turn to you. I turn into the presence of the Lord. I turn into deeper levels of intimacy with the Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, rekale bosko tori kapali no shekete levande kase makombo rokoto finde le subitae ishapele kete verusko prete likwa te parindi fine subaritae ashabalagada aragada bosko toyade. I have been distracted for too long, but I turn back, oh God. Whatever it is, begin to mention it to the Lord. Turning to God, facing the direction of God. Coming boldly before the presence of God. We break loose from whatever holding us back, and we come boldly before the throne of grace that we may receive help in times of need. And Lord, we come to receive help from you in the name of Jesus, that we might be restored, that there might be a recovery in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I enter into the presence of the Lord. I enter into that deeper level with God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, recandoso subriketo shetivede, letu sucumbrate, mande cambarusha valicundeliate, ratata da varoshegete, zesus subicatonia, recande paroshe veliate, ande manino suzuvita, in the palina shabalagata, aragata varagata balataya, ecapele cumbredoshe. Levete kenusu subati, rati kete varoshatali, manda kaprakani vosubiati. In the name of Jesus, in nombre te vine subiati. No longer again would you struggle with your work with God. In the name of Jesus, you break free and you turn to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, elatombra toshatai, mande venine suberiketosha. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus. Chapter 11. Verse 24. So Moses went out and told the people what the Lord had said, and he brought together 70 of their elders, and he made them stand round the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke with him, and took some of the power of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. So whenever the spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did not do so again. However, this however means that, like, regardless of what has happened, regardless of what seems like, oh, this is the norm, whenever the spirit rests upon them is the only time that they prophesy. And their specific set of people that the spirit rests upon is not like it rests upon everybody. But then it's saying, however, meaning that there's something else for us to see here. So it says, however, two men whose names were Eldad and Medad had remained in the camp. They remained in the camp. They stayed there. They stayed in that place. And the Bible says that they were listed among the elders. They were not part of the 70 elders that were chosen, but they did not go out. Yet the spirit also rested on them. The spirit rested on them, and they prophesied in the camp. And let's quickly jump to verse 29, when Joshua was like, are you not going to stop them? And Moses replied, he says, are you Lord will put his spirit. Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp. He says that, I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets. I wish that all the Lord's people would be like these two men. In the Old Testament, we'll see that several times God wants to speak to them, and they will tell Moses, they will say, no, please, just let God speak to you. And whatever God says to you, you come and tell us. So can we pray and tell the Lord? Moses had that wish. And I perceive that that wish is also like coming again. He says that, I wish that all the Lord's people, I wish that all the people that are calling themselves Christians, I wish that all the people that are going to church, all the people that say that they know God, I wish that all of them were prophets. I wish that all of them were carrying the Spirit of God. I wish that all of them had the Spirit of the Lord upon them. I wish that all of them would stay in the camp. They would stay in the camp like these two men. They remained in the camp, even though they were not part of those elders. Can we pray and tell the Lord in the name of Jesus that the Lord will help us to stay in the presence of God? We will stay. The Bible says that they stayed in the camp. They did not go out. They stayed. They remained in the name of Jesus, and the Spirit of God rested upon them. It seemed like something that was out of the norms. It seemed like something that was different. Just like when David was saying that he can challenge Goliath, it seemed like, what did you know? Why would you say that you want to challenge Goliath? Who are you? You're a small boy. Can you just pray in just 1 minute? My time is up now. And I want us to just pray and tell the Lord that he will grant us that staying grace in the name of Jesus, that staying power to remain in the presence of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to remain in the name of Jesus. The Lord will help us. God is ready. God is willing to pour into us even much more than we will desire. We will be crying, God, I want to receive, I want this, I want that. But God even desires to give us. Even his own desire is even stronger than our own desire. Can we pray and ask the Lord that, Lord, you help me to stay, to remain, to wait with you in the name of Jesus, to be like that tree that is planted by the river, that is established by the river, that is established by the source of life in the mighty name of Jesus. I wish that all the lost people were prophets that would know the mind of the Lord, that would be connected to the Lord, that would have the Spirit of God upon them. Kaparako Shebrandi, that will be men of the presence, Elikombre Devine Subariate, Ashabalaga Davaroska Paliate, men that will hear God of themselves, men that will speak as oracles of God, Arekendosko Brenda Livako Shapaliate, men that will be channels of the life of God, Ikaparaka Doshafriate, Aseketombre Devine Combrate. This wish is still valid till today. Ashatalika palianosiate. Can your response be to God, find me? Likambe likoske teliabai. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Brother Dakatea, Zusa Pate Vredis Kova Adiko Araskevina, Ekotuza Para Devi Abandana, Rukuta Sakatosha Katakatino, Erosko Kava Valkantiako Kavrantino Atwala, Rikotoska Vebekoska Zinakwakatana, Rapomobu Katavi Ekwazana Kwate, Rekatu Zakwati. Ivra Adino, Jet Retentua, Ricanto Sapa Tebricatinia, Rako Shabala Quati Becate, Ratatatatatatatatat Quatu. Ecante Adiste Vinata, Apatus Cave Quatino, Aquan Vinate, Recu Cavi ete Jusia, Apantequa Abrafu Cotua, Rateco Aqua Vaba Quati Zene Quatish. Oh, Kabi Kuvaras Kevina, Epatoso Otosh Kevina Dash. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. All right. As we cross on in this interaction, can we hear me? Can I be heard? Okay, I guess I can be heard. Yeah, so as we cross on in this interaction, I want to read to us the book of Exodus, just to continue where my fiance stopped. The book of Exodus, let's do just a verse there, because there's an emphasis that the Lord is raising, and I think that wisdom calls that I continue from that point. We will pray. We will pray. Exodus chapter number 3, Exodus chapter 3, I want to read from verse number, Exodus 3, verse number 3, Exodus chapter 3, verse number 3. So the Bible says that, then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. Said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Moses, Moses, and he said, what? Here I am. You see, imagine that he did not turn aside. Obviously, it would have looked as if there was nothing in the heart of God. If you look at the body I shared on the page, it's a slow fade. It's an attempt of darkness to make us accustomed with the culture in terms of our response, in terms of what borders, what concerns us. But you see, Moses was already used to what he was doing, you know, shepherding the sheep, going around the mountain, taking them to go and eat, like, you know, his day-to-day activities. But God was about to bring a shift in history, was about to change the narration of a people, and you realize that this change began with a turning aside. I'm sure you know, you cannot complete the scripture without mentioning Moses. He was a man of God. And from where my fiance read, did you realize that God took from the power of turning and placed upon 70 people, meaning that that man was carrying the grace upon 70 plus persons, because Joshua was not counted. So what you can imagine that capacity be gone on what basis? If someone can hear me, what was the key to that possibility? Who is with me online? What was the key for what I said? What was the key that launched that changed history? What was that key? Anybody that can respond quickly, so I will pray. Okay, thank you, Tosin. He turned aside. Yes, thank you there. He turned aside. And that was the beginning of the making. That was the beginning of the launch on of the man of God. And that turn aside changed history. I want to say to you with every depth of conviction in me, the first thing that God must help us to achieve in tonight's prayer, it doesn't matter what you are going through, it doesn't matter the overwhelming situation, it doesn't matter how confusing, how uncertain it is, it doesn't matter what it is or what is called, it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't matter how you are beginning to lose your steadfastness, how you are getting confused, overwhelmed with a couple of subjects or whatever it is. What the Lord is calling to us is to what? Is to turn aside. You know, what he did was to ask questions. I will now turn aside and see this great side. Why the bush does not burn? Is what you see, the first thing I want us to pray this morning. And if you have a good network, and you know that you can pray where you are, you cannot meet yourself, but just know that when I say you just need to pray, you're able to hear, you're able to meet back yourself because we are recording. Now, where I'm going is that you need to understand that the shift began with turning aside. And God wants to turn our eyes aside from the noise, from the distractions, from the things that weary our souls, from the things that is making us lose grip, lose our firm grip on that which he said to us. So can we pray this morning, friends? God wants to say things to us. God has begun, you know, from the race meeting, a couple of engagement, laboring to show to us his intentions. And now God is saying, it is seeing a lack of strength, is seeing a slow faith, is seeing overwhelming situation within our camp. The solution is to turn aside and see, not to see the situation, but to see the Lord. So can we ask the Lord tonight that it will cause us to turn aside? It will cause our heart, not just our eyes, it will cause our heart to turn to him. Oh, say times of refreshing shall come. Where? From the presence of God. Refreshing does not come as we focus on the matter, No, that's not where refreshing comes from. Refreshing comes from the Lord. Can we ask the Lord tonight, Paradis, Copra, and Daphne, that the Lord will cause us to turn aside? There is a turning that answers the question. There is a turning that brings refreshing, that brings instruction, that brings clarity, that brings a refocusing, a redirection. There is a turning that brings a man into strength, because the joy of the Lord. We can pray together. Oh God, it has and to turn aside, oh there is a word, there is a speaking that your heart awaits. There is a speaking that the labor in your hand awaits. There is a speaking that the burdens of your heart awaits. Except the man turn. Suka Benny, a Roscovy at Wadi, a radical at Hanskabi, Zura Barwafi, Nakaviko, a two Sabiko Kakababa. Can we ask the Lord, Radakato Kababo, Rasu Katabra Tatania, a Rato Kabawa, the Tatania, Yamaba Baba 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 Baba, and Kakoba Kosaka Toka Rakatin, and what the Kaska Bratania, Rako Kabiko. If God was going to speak, I don't know what was going through his mind. Shepherding the sheep for over 40 years, he must have been overwhelmed. What is the future holding for me? What exactly is up his sleeve? But as he don't die, I sooner embrasunito epoku baba pekevina eradica zinafinoa perufica senuate kamu apatini aya ya 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 rakoka baba babo aparta skobia. Oh, there is a word that you need to hear from the Lord. Are you overwhelmed? Are you unsound? Oh my goodness, whatever it is, it is a turning to the Lord that changes the paradigm. I hope your brain evrazosia la quasi quate e papa bazuka bakwa kadenyata rabababababa e praskoka koka bazara. Razus Kabinade, Jabababababababa, Ratakas Kopa Katakate, Rakosakataka Prakate, Ratatatatatia, a Blaskova Quantana, a Kaskazukante Dina Aquate, Rekoskovi Apate Benekatia, Rabababababa, Jekate Kopa Kate, Rikante Sukata Epakate. I hope you are praying. Rico Abi Etevino, Awaska Bicoca Babaria, Rico Sawatana, Irabababa, Jacate Tocoprocotoco Procotua, Rantataka Zusa Pradafia, Erwata Cambia Quasca Bino, Rabababa, Gita. All that we talk, Kai, Coca Cabalata, Jacos Cabi, Procotania, Richard Copa, Quata, Bacatelia, Arasuzino, Abateco, Avina, Kaiko, Apico, Cabacani, Ratatatatia, Zicos Coprocotoca, Bacate, Evrasico, Cabradina. Litros Coba Quantana, Ezosia, Erratico Avratene, Epato Zapraquafi, Evrati Ezosia, Latuna Avratene, Recotava Catusia, Eparadicova Nakatan, Zababa. Rakaba will receive the grace to turn the car sinner, a pradefino, a patu zekatia, a coffee, a bavino, a rasuna kevino to rakoshkadimabrash. Oh, Jesus. Oh, radicate cobracate secate, rico cocococa babababaragino, efraditos cocatane catiziate, eroto calzetatuate, vate sofracatenio araquavi, genos cabicaba radino, apante covradi, jetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetet Abrakosokoto Barafiko Efekatina Jabrokotokotokoto Bazuskapi Evrantino Kafikwa Kabekatiska Besuka Venakadash Kivya in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, let me show you a scripture to buttress that. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 3, the Bible says from verse number 15, the Bible says that, but even to this day, where Moses is read, there lies on their heart. I hope you are awake. I hope you are awake. All right, good. Now, but even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. You see, when there's something, I hope you guys can hear me. You see, when one turns to the Lord, what happens? Oh my goodness, what happens? The veil is taken away. When one turns, you see, when I was explaining what is going on, the veil could be many things. Situations could represent the veil that is obscuring the eyes of the man from seeing. You know, sometimes distractions about what to get, the responsibilities on your shoulders, how to meet up with expectation, there could be veils. The directions after now, there could be veils. The uncertainties around, because an average of us, you want to be able to control everything. You want to be able to determine every outcome. It could be a veil. So the Bible says, when one turns, what happens? The veil is taken away. And the veil could represent a number of things. Things your mind has been disabused about, a couple of things. Could represent the veil. A number of things could imply what the veil looks like. But this evening, our prayer is simple. We want to ask the Lord. We want to request of the Lord that He will cause us to turn. To see, there is a turning that brings about transformation. And you see what God is intending to do with this prayer meeting beyond the supply of strength. Beyond the refreshing by His Spirit, all those things I've mentioned, the end point is transformation. The end point is that we become, we come into that mode of Christ, you know, such that is able to undo, is able to pursue, is able to do all that God has pleased in His heart. And this morning, we want to ask the Lord again that He will cause us to turn. I sense in my heart this morning that the Lord will be taking away veins. I've spoken to many people, disciples across the world, and sometimes when I speak with some of you, it is obvious in my heart, there's still a veil. And I've seen several persons say, sir, now I understand what you are saying. A veil was taken, and the veil could be my rod. Can you ask the Lord this morning? And I said before, you can unmute if you're in a place that you can pray. Oh, you want to ask the Lord. Lord, give us the grace to turn. See, it takes energy. It takes discipline. It takes sensitivity, perception, discernment to turn. It takes responsibility to turn. Because an average person is irresponsible. You just want things to happen. You don't want to know how it happens. You just want to know rigmarole around life. But you see, if a man will turn, it's a responsibility on a man's part. Can we ask the Lord that He will cause us to turn? There is something precious must hear. There is something Joseph must hear. There is something peace must hear. There is something David must hear. There is something that every one of us, there is something don't you must hear. There's something favorite. There's something every one of us must lay out of Carpenito, Rasu, Kabi, Ephra, Atania. Oh, there is a turning that you must not miss. There is there is a turning. There is a word of God that you need to come into. There is a word of God that you need to hear. There is a word of God that God wants to speak to Kaimu Apalifo Adisia Zuratiko Apantene Ratiko Zeneketufa Apanto Sheketina Rato Kabi Kobo Karako Sabina. Whatever you are saying, brother, you have not seen anything. There's the Kasunate, Kafi Kobarate. Our grip on the lost mission is a function of how much, how you can see. Time up until now, there is that God must still take away that we can see that there's so it looks the supply of heaven is proportional to how far you can see. And when they see a veil, a man will still function by the quantum of that degree. And God wants to pour Kamu Afina, no Kasi Noah, he was carry Anthony, I go Taba Palia, Jerry. The Lord, for the grace to turn Zephyr, Alpha, and Dalia, that we are not overconfident, we are not comfortable in our little, we are not comfortable in managing the situation and just no, that's not the goal. When a man turns, it is not a group thing. It says when one turns, it is not a group turning. It is one person who turns. That the Lord calls us to turn, that we may see and hear. Oh, the turning is to bring us to a point of hearing of the Bible says faith does not come by thinking about it. Faith comes by hearing. If you are going to hear, it means somebody must speak, and God is willing to speak. Our duty is the call of turning. Can you ask the Lord tonight? Epatako Baba Radina, Ifraskevino, Apata Sefinate, Erwateko Baraskabe, Vitasko Bakatania, Baba 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 Baba, Berwaska Prakata, Vikatakata, Zaba Baba 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 Baba, Masko Bakatana, Rekosoko Prakuton, Bakato. Can we ask the Lord that the Lord will cause us to tongue Zako Baradina Afraskimo Apantani Reketeketeketukuto Aparoskabi Kumba Ikoto Lisko Barwantana Zaba Baba Epoko Zokoto Kabanada Erwateko Kaveniko Zeko Avra Adi Zuzia Erata Katiku Zena qua feniaki izuru avratino i brosco di acqua la tua capino abancazino arracos come nuate zedetco abancantane ratico acquate abbasso nico ecco acqua acqua cane i rosco di acqua fanito e baro sabino abantane What now? What exactly is the what now? Is the overwhelming situation, the distraction, you know, the uncertainty, and the whole plethora of what I listed on the page. You see, those things are only possible when you don't know and when you have not heard. Bible says, have you not heard that the everlasting King is never weary or tired? There is no searching of his understanding. Say, have you not heard? Do you not know? Has it been made known to you? So it means that we are going to be praised. We are going to be subjected. We are going to be limited by a number of things, not because we want to be limited. That's not the goal. Not because we want to be limited, not because that's our plan. That's not the goal. Okay, I guess the network has added everybody back again. So you're welcome. Now, I'm in Exodus chapter 3, verse 3. Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush does not burn? I guess you cannot hear me now, right? You guys are all back on the chat. I guess a number of you cannot hear me. Am I correct? Is that correct? Okay, so let me assume that you can hear me. Is that correct? Is somebody responding? Can you guys hear me now? Okay, let me agree that you can hear me. So let me move on. Okay, so back to Exodus. So I was saying before a couple of you joined back to the chat because of the network log you guys have. I was saying that if you look at that verse number 3, the Bible says, he said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush does not burn? So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. This is what I'm going to say to you. You see, the distractions, the overwhelming situations, the uncertainties, the weariness is simply because you have not heard and you have not seen. And then Bible says, I will now turn aside and see. So there is sight. And after he turned, what happened? He heard. You see, when a man cannot see, when a man cannot hear, the outcome of that double combo is that such a man will be a prey of all those things I listed. Because the Bible says, have you not heard? Has it not been told to you that the everlasting God is never weary? Why? There is something that hearing does to a man. There is something that sight does to you. So when God is calling us to turn aside, is that he wants to afford us to see some things, to further do what? To further bring us into a knowing by the Spirit. You see, I'm going to be more simpler as we go on in the prayers tomorrow, next tomorrow. Because you see, there is a sight that God wants you to see. That sight will afford you hearing. Faith does not come by assumption. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. So you can see that when Moses turned, what happened to him? Heard. And you see, when we get overwhelmed, when our soul, when our heart, when situation begin to weary our soul, the problem is not that God is away. Is that there is a side where God is standing, where we must turn. And tonight we want to pray again. And I want you to join me as we read this prayer afresh. We are going to ask the Lord. You see, it is more difficult in our day to turn. Do you know why? Because of the rational thinking, because of the predominant messages, predominant information that fills the air. But you are going to ask the Lord. You are going to insist with Jesus. For every one of us on this chart, for all disciples, we receive the grace to turn. My brother, there is something that God wants you to see. There is a sight that you are not paying attention to. And that could account for the weakness, the weariness, the overwhelmingness that you are coming into. And how sin is beginning to distract you. You know, how things that you have overcome, that you are beginning to quietly love them again. And if you are here with me this morning, it is time to raise a cry to Jesus. To say, Lord, that we receive grace to turn. We receive the discipline to turn aside that we may see and that we may hear. Rasu kate kobaradina, vrasu kata sheke bradina skoba katina, erotos kabi kabi no abradana, jiko sako barasiku vradana katina, aros kabi ko abakas kebino shabadino, ricota zene kate vina kazuzia, epatos kobaruate vandene kate, jiko zaka baba 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 baba, can we ask the Lord, friends? God wants us to turn. There is that which He wants us to hear. There is that which He wants us to see. You see, until Moses turned, he did not see. And until he saw, he did not hear. There is a sight that God wants me to see, that God wants you to see. That sin will bring us into hearing, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. Can somebody pray tonight? Rishanta ko barati tade e ba 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 ko zakato rade ko sakwata berkade raba ba 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 rishansu kata ko ba ba bo apake ko baruas kapikutavia akako ko 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 ba 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 erasu kate kapiko ba baradina patos kabina da. Oh Lord, we turn to you this morning that every veil will be taken off our eyes, that we may see the great sight and we may hear the speakings of the Lord. I want to say to you, friends, there is a sight, there is a hearing that you must see and that you must hear. And except the Lord bring us into this reality, we may see the weak, whatever it is that we are passing through, whatever challenge, whatever overwhelming situation, we are not going to let up. Rather, it's going to be a vicious cycle. But I sense the Lord that wants to do it, not just a great thing, but is willing to, as I've always said, there is a sheep ahead of us, and every man that God is considering for that sheep, God brings them into particular instructions. And I say to you this morning, and there is a sight God wants you to see. There is a hearing that God wants you to hear. Oh, and you should only say to the Lord, Lord, I turn. Bible says, when one turns to the Lord, then there is a matter of where one turns. Can you say, Lord, let it be me turning tonight. Let it be me turning this morning. And say, when one turns, there is something about turning. There is something about turning. Rasiko avina apani subia. Epatos kabino pa adebia. Erosko akwa paradi. Zosa fenu afika atalia. Rekosko barwatana. Jababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababab
Ezusa, Jaraskovia Aquatale, Rapapapapapapa, Rakusa Catacopa Catacopo, Ricata Cazena Cataco Abantale, Eros Cabico Abantale, Zecosa Cabeco Bacatin, Ratatatatatata, Ricasco Barwade, Echo, Rapaparaquas Cabrandana Quate, Rico Socotu Vacatania, E Prandico Zequatilia. Kabati, Japa, Rakato, Kobokoto, Kabakata. We tall. There is a turning, my brother. There is a turning, Kasuna, Taradina. But this is where one turn, Kaya. We turn to Nathan. We turn to the Lord. And we turn to the Lord. We turn to the Lord. We focus our gaze and we refocus our attention. We refocus our my goodness. Efrakazino apatis kobarwate. We turn, Eko Arasino, Abasiko Barwate, Vizuzinia Atiko, Rako Kaba, Rako Sakwadana, Redetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetet Aquaparadicovia, Jeco Cabatrani, Erwatica Beruaca Zenecati, Japa Baba 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 Baba, Racoso Tocabacatia, Ricanta Cosetesco Bacquatana, Mazizu Zapico Athenian, Arasco Bacquantavi, Japa Baba 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 Baba, Racasu Cotocoproco, Mazicos Cabra Quatabacatin, Lord, we turn, Ziko Barade, Ifraska Bekwantane, In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
We are closing now. I want Peter, Richard, or Tosin to mark the highlight of this discussion, because we are going to put it together as a chart for tomorrow's meeting. Don't forget the emphasis here. Then Moses said, "I will now turn aside and see the great sight. Why the bush?" Okay, and I'll turn aside and see the great sight. Why the bush does not burn? This is what I hear the Lord say. What you saw me put on the page as to our response, what God has used that for is to call us aside. For whatever reason, our sight might have been on different things. You know, the care of this world, what to do, what to come into, you know, and a couple of other things, you know.
And so the enemy has found a way to smuggle in distractions, I know, to losing our grip on our passion to raise, to build, to grow men, and a couple of other things, you know, the economic situation, whatever it is. But I sense the Lord saying, as true as that is, what he wants to do is that he wants to show us something. You know, the Bible was talking about, he said, ask of me nations. And that's to say that, ask of me and I will show you greater and mighty things. I sense in my heart there is a sight that God needs Bukola to see. There is a sight that God needs Femi to see. There is a sight that God requires us to see as a family of God. Sorry, I don't know why the network is not getting some of you out, but sorry about that. There is a sight that God wants you to see. I repeat myself, what God wants to do with this time of prayer is that God wants to turn you aside. And I say as I close this morning, I wish you are like me, that will say, Lord, what is it that you want me to see? I will say, Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this website. There is something that God wants you to see. You see, there is something more. There is a push. I sense in my spirit, God wants to push some of you into the waters. You know, you have been on the shore for long. You know, you've been enjoying the shore Christianity. You know, called shore Christianity on land Christianity. You've not been exposed to the waters of life. You know, you've not been exposed to the waters. The Bible says, those that go, the psalmist was speaking, he said, those that go to the sea with ships, they see the wonders of God in the deep. You want to see the wonders of God, you need to go to the deep. The wonders of God does not, you can't find it on the surface, is in the deep. And I sense in my heart, just as a sister, he led us, you know, my friends led us. She downloaded that correctly from the heavens. It was a correct download. You see, there is a turning aside. Why? Because there is a sight that Odu must see. Can you guys hear me at all? Can you copy that? Can you copy that? Can Bolu copy that? Can Sivitri copy that? Can Ruth copy that? Can you guys copy that? I know the network is logging you in and out. Liberation, can you copy that? Can Precious copy that? Can Joseph copy that? Beulah, can you copy that? David, Ruth, can you copy that? Emmanuel, because you see, there is a sight that God wants you to see. And you see, that sight affords you a hearing of the word of God. And that is where strength, that is where tenacity is increased. That is where our vision is sharpened. That is where whatever it is that constitutes distraction, responses from God, from scriptures, begin to concretize this instruction. I just hope I'm not speaking too many English. I just hope I'm not speaking too many grammar. There is a sight we must see. And that sight affords us hearing. That sight affords us speakings of God. The speakings can come as you study your scriptures, but you discuss when a king says, wherever the word of the king is, there is power. Oh my God, it takes power to live the life. And there is a speaking that the king himself wants to say. So there is a sight, and we are going to see this sight as we pray in this meeting. There is a sight we must see, and there is an utterance we must hear. The combination of that side, what does it do? Is that it produces God's kind of result. There is this mercy, there is an utterance we must hear. Why? Because God is bending that we will see and hear. To what end? That to the end, just as I've been teaching, that we may run the race that is set ahead of us, that we may pursue with everything in us, now that we are young. As I attempt to close this morning, I repeat myself. There is a sight we must see. There is an utterance of God we must hear. And which will be the twin, our twin reality as we continue this prayer, even tomorrow morning by 12 again. So, friends, if I were you, the prayer for the Zodia village, cause me to turn. Turn for what? That I may see this great sight. There's a great sight. There is a great sight that God wants you to see. There is a great sight, because when you see it, you will ask questions. And when there's question, the king speaks. And when the king speaks, there's power. Power to what? To build conviction. Power to live above the distraction, to live above the things that age to lead us away. Power to bring God into his reality. Power to cause us to pursue his cause in our lifetime. Power to break men of the things that limit them. I repeat myself. There is a sight you must see. Exodus 3:3. When you see that sight, it affords you a speaking. Don't forget, the Bible says, have you not heard? There is something about hearing, and that hearing will come as God turns our eye aside to see something. There is a sight we must see, and that sight affords us a divine speaking. And the resultant effect of those words is what is a deeper conviction, deeper understanding. Deep, oh my God, oh my God, clarity of vision and a release of strength to pursue, because when the king speaks, the food is strength. Bible says, wherever the word of the king is, what? There is power. There is attending power. So in this 3 days prayer meeting, God, what will be the testimony of attendance is that there will be a sight you will see. And there will be a hearing that we hear. And for the next 4 minutes, we are closing already. For the next 4 minutes, pardon that we use our time. For the next 4 minutes, we want to pray again. That the Lord will help us to see. There is a sight that God wants us to see. There is a sight. Bible says, now I will turn. You see, that turning changed a lot of things for this young man Moses. When he turned to see, I say, I return and see. And when he kaya kufanito, when he turned, something happened. When he turned, something shifted. When he turned and uttered, did you realize that when he turned, God said, remove something. There is something that God demanded of him. Except a man turn, kaiko abino praati surosh kako paradinada. For the next 3 minutes, can we pray again? Lord, cause me to turn. Oh, that I will see the sight. Kasuna ropa rafi asunate roka benoska benate kuabiata. Oh, that we will do kaya apako kaka zino epopopa. Papakatina, Raka Sukatako Brandalia, Era Sukatako Jaqua. Oh, I lift up these precious ones, O God. I lift the entire family unto you, O God. Echo Kabina, Rabba Baba Baba Baba. Let there be a turning. I have told we don't Kasuna Bala, Rosoko Aqua Fenade, Rako Koko Haba Baba, Rakata Koko. Apo In the name of Jesus, Lord, we turn, we turn, Lord. Father, we turn, we turn, we turn, we turn. Let beloved, there is a sight, there is a sight for you to see, there is a sight for us to see, there is a sight, Kazenito, there is a sight, Praalpinequate, Viroskini Abradazi, Letua Pante, Biko Pante, Zeros. Kabi a paradisco, pantivi finazi zuzia, rafi ferro ara azunia, batisco pre eco fanita, jepra attacco fra ascadi, zuzina a pati, broco a batane, jababa maru avrantina, izuza, izuza, we turn, we turn, we turn. There is a sight for us to see, my brother. There is a sight. There is that God. God wants us to see. There is that God wants us to see. There is a sight. And as we close this morning, can you ask the Lord, I choose to turn that I can see and I can hear the speakings. Oh, can we ask the Lord, can we place the mind of God? Benate Vraskevi, Roca Baradina, Afradaskevino, Epatesco Baradi, Jabba Baba 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 Baba. We turn, we turn. There is a sight. There is that which is great that God wants us to see. There is a great sight that we attract his speakings, that we further put our life on course in the recovery, in the thought, in the recovery, in the bringing in of the harvest. Jabo kabiko fakate, radika zeneke tuka abradino. Arota suka beko vra azina voko penade reko zakwa banta katania abante ko jabalada balada balada. Oh Jesus, Lord, we lay hold. Lord, we lay hold. Oh, we turn, we turn, we turn. Friends, there is a turning, there is a turning that God, Bible says, and Moses turned. Say, then Moses said, I will now turn. Oh, it's a personal decision, my brother. That Lord say, Lord, I'm willing to turn. Oh, that I will see. Oh, John said, that which we have that which we have seen. Oh, there is a sight that God wants to show to you regarding your career, regarding your family, regarding the labor, regarding your yes, across board. There is that which God wants to see. God wants us to see. God, that sight will bring a speaking. God will speak. There is a speaking that is coming from that. Can we ask the Lord? Aparadis kevinate, rotike su katabeke viko aparuska, paradis kabete tevi kas kabina. We have 3 more minutes to close. Can you ask the Lord, help me to turn, God, help me to turn that I will see and that I will hear. This sight is necessary. Oh, say that which we have seen. There's something that sight does to you. Sight attracts a man. That God, because there is a great sight that God wants you to see. There is a sight that takes away doubt. There is a sight that flush away uncertainty. Say, after he saw, then God began to speak. And you see that personal instruction began to come, a consecration, which we deal with tomorrow. Or can we ask the Lord as we close, Lord, cause me to see. Lord, cause me to see. Cause me to see. Cause me to see. Help me to turn aside that I may see and that I may hear. Oh, Father, we say thank you. Oh, as our children lay down to rest, let there be scenes. As they open the scriptures, let there be sight. Oh, and begin to speak, Lord. Oh, that great sight, that which a man sees and deepens his conviction and brings a refocus and releases strength, because we have come for a refreshing in these meetings. We have come for a refreshing of direction, a refreshing of internal capacity, resolve, resolutions, relentless capacity, a Kazuka Bangadina. Lord, that's where you have come. And Lord, I ask that you will do unto us according to your word. Oh,
Father, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. Oh, we say thank you. Sinobra afina senescobra adiske divina. Oh, we say thank you, Lord. Oh, we say thank you. Father, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. So, prayer continues tomorrow, same time, 12. I know that a couple of people are asleep now. So, prayer continues tomorrow by 12 a.m.
I hope you have been blessed by this message. You can download more on our Telegram page. And please reach out to us if you have questions, if you need counseling, or if you need discipleship.